This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Blissed? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. I'll give you the number if you'd like to call and schedule your appointment for your past life regression for the study Dr. Shealy's doing at no charge. 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. And Dr. Shealy's website, NormShealy.com. NormSHEALY. .com. We'll get to the castor oil, USP, US Pharmacopeia, for cataract treatment when we come back in just a minute. Welcome, Sharon.
Yeah, good morning. Dr. Shealy, Kyle wanted me to tell you how much he really appreciates your program all these years. He really likes to catch it when he can, and he appreciates your insight. I'm calling because I'm pretty much the opposite of a hypochondriac, and I've got this leg that's been aching. I'm trying to decide whether I ought to go to a doctor and have it checked out or just ignore it like I've been doing for the last month. So if you wouldn't mind, can you help me kind of decide that? I've got this pain on the outside of my right leg between my ankle and my knee, and it aches really bad, and it shoots pain sometimes down to my toe and up to the knee. And I tried to do my little self-Google online to find out what you could find out, and usually they say if they're blood clots, it's in the back where the artery is, and I don't have any pain in the back. It's just on the side. Do you have any clue what would cause that? And should I be concerned? Because yesterday we attend church, and I was in church, and I couldn't even pay attention to the pastor because it's aching so much. And I'm just wondering if it's something I actually ought to get checked out, or you think it'll resolve itself?
Well, it could be a sprain or strain, if you will, or if you're willing to tell me how tall you are and how much you weigh, it could be pre-diabetes.
Yeah, I don't think I'll put that. I'm on the heavier side. I'm not massive, but yeah. Pre-diabetes would cause pain like that, you think?
Well, pre-diabetes can begin anywhere down there. It usually begins somewhere in the foot, but it can't be in the ankle or calf. And if your body mass index is above 24, that's the important thing, then you need to have a hemoglobin A1C. Hemoglobin A1C. The average physician is so stupid they don't do it. And if it is 5.7 or above, you have prediabetes. I was taught this 60 years ago, and the average physician doesn't check it. Fasting blood sugar is a waste of money and blood.
So that could cause the pain on the outside of my leg like that? Because it seemed kind of odd. Okay. So that might be something to check out. Yeah, I'm just curious. It's been going on for over a month, and it got really bad yesterday. I thought, I wonder if I should go to the doctor about this or not. I don't go to the doctor very often. I just, like I said,
well,
I'm probably on the other.
Won't we must use for this kind of thing. Because they don't even know what a hemoglobin A1C is, practically.
Okay. So, but that would be about my only option, right? To go to a regular doctor?
Well, a holistic physician might do it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, holistic. Okay. Okay, well, I was just kind of wondering. I didn't seem like...
If it's 5.7, get back or above, get in touch with me, I'll tell you how to treat it without drugs.
Okay, I could try to do that. Yeah. Okay, well, I was
that
just
was
kind of wondering.
That was my question, Dr. Shealy. Can she treat this with diet?
Well, supplements, yes, and diet.
Okay, great.
Okay. All right.
I've been in a couple of months.
Yeah, I just want to make sure it wasn't anything like serious, you know. I mean, diabetes is serious, don't get me wrong. But, you know, when I was reading about blood clots, it didn't seem like it fit that because they were always along the artery in the back, and I don't have pain on the back of my calf. It's just on the side. And so I thought, I don't know. Like I said, I was just trying to kick around. I'm not against doctors. I just try to avoid them when possible. And, you know, if you really need to go, I go. But that's why I was just going to throw it out to you and kind of get your input, what you thought.
Well, let me know.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate your input. You guys have a good day.
Sharon, thank you so much.
Okay. Bye.
That's a great question, Dr. Shealy. It sounds like the kind of thing that, as you mentioned, the typical MD wouldn't even be looking at prediabetes, right?
Well, that's true. In fact, I find it in about 15% of all the patients who walk into this office, even if that's not their complaint. It hasn't been checked by the average physician.
Okay, back to cataracts. And so this this gal is considering cataract surgery, and I mentioned to her, well, you know, I just take castor oil USP. It's like $3 for 4 ounces, but castor oil USP, U.S. Pharmacopeia, as you recommended, I put one drop in each eye. You know, I lie down and put one drop in each eye, and I pick up my eyelid a little bit so that, and I roll my eyes around up, down, left, right, so that I coat my entire lens with this, close my eyes, and go to sleep. It's as simple as that, one drop in each eye. And then I got to the point where, you know, I could lie down and maybe put a pillow behind me and listen to an audio book or something like that with the PEMF device on me for an hour or two. And while I'm doing that, heck, I might as well put a drop of castor oil in each eye as well. And, you know, kill two birds with one stone, if you will. And it absolutely works. So can you alleviate some of the concerns that this lady has about castor oil and putting it in her eyes?
Well, I have been using it and recommending it for 40 years. And I have scores of people who have succeeded, including two people who called me in on my radio show to tell me that they've cured the cataracts in their dog's eyes, and one woman who cured cataracts in her goat's eyes. And I personally have used it because my great-grandmother, grandmother, mother, and sister all had severe cataracts. And I, 2 years ago, I had the first exam I've had in 40 years. In my own eyes, they said I had early cataracts, so I started using it. I ain't going to have no cataracts. But I've been using it now as a preventive. It's about only a trillion times safer than surgery. But it must be in the United States pharmacopeia. Now, you can have castor oil that's used in massage oils and things like that. I don't use that yellow castor oil that you use it find in a, you know, in a bottle for massage. But if it's got USP, it's safe in your eyes.
The one that I use, Dr. Shealy, is clear, absolutely clear.
Yeah.
It's crystal clear. Yeah, and it says
and
castor oil.
Water.
Okay, yeah. Castor oil, USP. Now, make sure that you don't get some other kind of oil class. Castor oil, USP, and that stands for U.S. Pharmacopeia. So that's the highest grade, right, Dr. Shealy, that you can get?
Exactly.
Okay. I wanted to ask you, if you don't mind, I was thinking about this for several weeks. And is this something that has happened to me, or is this some kind of a malady that I have? But let me explain this. So when I work on vehicles, let's say it's mechanical and I'm going to work on a vehicle, I've got a lot of tools in the tool chest, and I've got one of these large toolboxes that mechanics have, and it's got lots of drawers, and I've got drawers for sockets and metric wrenches and American wrenches, etc., and pliers. I've got a lot of drawers, a lot of tools. But the tools that I go looking for, Dr. Shealy, are the ones that I used when I was a teenager. starting to work on cars. So the same ratchets, the same ratchet extensions, the same pliers, the same. I bypass newer ones for the older ones. And when I say older, I'm talking about 50 years old or so. Those are the ones that I look for. Is that a sign of getting older, or do you do the same thing when you look for your medical tools? Do you like the ones that you used early on, or do you like the new ones?
I still have my old blood pressure cuff from 50 years ago, so and I have the modern ones that are electronic, but I prefer the old one.
Okay, I feel a lot better. I was wondering if this is like early senility or something that, you know, I'm familiar with it and I like it. But I like it because I think it's better. That was my take on it. So I like my older pliers.
Technology often is not better.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, very good. I was wondering about the half-life of supplements, Dr. Shealy. So, for example, is that terminology the correct terminology, half-life of a supplement? Meaning, if I take vitamin C, is there a point when half of it is gone from my body and there's still half left, and then after another amount of time, half of that is gone?
In general, the bottles are labeled used by, and it has been reported theoretically that usually they're good anywhere from 6 months to 2 years beyond that. So definitely I wouldn't probably take them more than two years after the expiration date, just because they're not going to be effective. They're not likely to be dangerous, but they're not. They may have, because of time, somehow being exposed to time in a warm room, you know, they no longer are useful.
Yeah, what I'm talking about is not shelf life. I'm talking about half life. So, for example,
I don't really know enough about that to advise you. In general, if, for instance, some people like to take things like that twice a day, I take all mine in the morning, and I'm done. Mm-hmm. But they last me for 24 hours at least, so that's the half-life as far as I'm concerned. But I don't know the actual existence in your body.
Okay, and that was my question. Is there a half-life that we know of for vitamin C and vitamin B complex? Okay, so that brings me to my next question. So I believe you recommended multiple times on this broadcast that if you're going to take vitamin C, you need to take with it vitamin B complex. Now, is it important to take it at the same time, or is it okay to take it during the same day? So, for example, if I were to take vitamin C, let's say at 9 o'clock in the morning, would it be okay to take vitamin B complex at 10 o'clock, or should I take them both at the same time?
It would certainly be okay to take it at 10 o'clock, or probably even at noon or later. The important thing is, especially B6 out of that. In other words, people who take 1,000 milligrams or more of vitamin C are at increased risk of kidney stones unless they get B6 at least sometime during the same day.
Okay. And can you reverse kidney stones by taking it later? Like, should have done that, you know, a year ago. Let me start now. Is that too late?
Yes, that's too late. 6 months is too late. 1 month is too late. One day is too late. You need it every day.
I'd like to talk about gardening and when should we plant what in our garden?
Attention, real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any any way you want if you own one rental property or 100. And COVID has left you in a cash crunch. We can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This can be slide in.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, medical doctor. So, Dr. Shealy, I know you start your own plants for your garden, and I've started the best plants we've ever had. So sometimes we'd buy them, you know, plants from the farmers cooperative and other places, and you know, tomatoes and peppers, etc. This year I decided absolutely we're not going to buy a single one. We're going to be successful, and we're going to do our own. And these plants look better than anything I've ever bought at any of the stores, whether it be Lowe's or Home Depot or any of those places, the Farmers Cooperative or greenhouses. These are the best I've ever seen. And I think I know why. I think it's because I started most of them in larger containers. And I fertilize them with something like, let's say 8, 50, and 8. So that's N, P, and K. That would be nitrogen is the first number, phosphorus is the second number, and potassium is the third number. And the middle number, that was 50, promotes root development. It helps anchor and strengthen the plants. So that's what I did, and I'm using grow lights, and it's all working beautifully. So my question for you, Dr. Shealy, is when do you plan on planting outside the plants that you started?
I did mine yesterday.
Okay.
Now, I always plan according to the Farmer's Almanac planting guide. Many years ago, I planted lima beans, and they bloomed and bloomed and bloomed and bloomed, but I never got a single lima bean. My mother said, well, you planted in the sign of the bloom. And I found out about the Farmer's Almanac planting guide. And they have guide for when you plant seeds of things above the ground and seeds below the ground and when you don't plant. And I've always gone by that ever since then. And yesterday was an excellent day for planting seeds mm-hmm. above the ground. So I put out my tomato plants, bell peppers, kale, etc., all yesterday in the garden.
Okay. Is today and tomorrow too late?
Today is okay. I'm sure. But tomorrow I don't remember. But after that, I know there's a 4-day blank spot.
Okay.
But today
then
would
I'll
be
get
a good
out
day.
There today. Okay. And that's the tomatoes and peppers, right?
Right. Anything above ground.
Okay. And, Dr. Shealy, what about nutrition? Can we add anything to our garden while we are planting or till into our soil, anything that would really help us improve our health, meaning the plant would uptake it?
Our soil is highly deficient in magnesium. So some of that very nice high magnesium lime added to the soil is always good. That can be done anytime. And don't overdo it, but, you know, a teaspoon, more or less, in the soil right around the plant is okay. And if you haven't used composted stuff, I use Miracle-Gro. About a half a teaspoon of Miracle-Gro around a plant will be okay.
Okay. All right. I know that when our son dropped off a couple buckets of lime, that we put on our fields, your staff was pretty excited because this was high magnesium lime, which is kind
yes.
of different from what most
from what
most farmers.
Technique.
Oh, our pleasure, Dr. Shealy. We buy it by the dump truck load, but it's heavy. Literally, we do about 18 tons at a time.
Cows die if they don't get any magnesium.
Right. But the interesting thing about that particular lime is most farmers do not want to use that lime from that quarry because it is higher in magnesium and it tends to compact the soil more. And so they don't use that. They use a lime that does not have as much magnesium in it. But, you know, they don't have the benefit of learning from Dr. Shealy. And so that was one of the reasons why we use that particular high magnesium content lime. Do you put Epsom salts on your tomato plants, Dr. Shealy? I don't know if you heard me. Do you put Epsom salts on your tomato plants, soil around them? I'm going to tell you what, I don't know what happened to Dr. Shealy's connection. We'll be right back after bottom of the hour break. And I'm just looking. I think we're all here. We'll be right back.
For the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Now that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is back from hold in some states and going into people's arms, University of Virginia critical care and infectious disease physician Tyson Bell points out the benefits of the J&J vaccine.
The Johnson & Johnson vaccine actually has higher efficacy than the influenza vaccine. you know, it really protects you against that with a one dose regimen that's easy to distribute, much easier to distribute. I think it's a game changer.
Very rare blood clots were discovered in Johnson & Johnson users and the reason for the 11-day hold. Indonesia's Navy on Sunday said all 53 crew members from the missing submarine are dead, and that search teams have located the vessel's wreckage on the ocean floor. An underwater robot equipped with cameras documented the lost submarine lying in at least three pieces on the ocean floor at a depth of 2,750 feet. It was located off Bali's northern coast. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
While there may be fewer flights available than pre-pandemic times, airlines are still flying directly to Europe from the United States. Americans can fly into Europe, although entry requirements and restrictions vary by country. Dan Naraki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more details.
Americans who are vaccinated against COVID will soon be able to travel to Europe, according to a top EU official. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen told the New York Times Sunday that lifting restrictions will depend on conditions in the United States, but those who are fully vaccinated are expected to be able to travel to the continent this summer, though she did not lay out an exact timeline. Non-essential travel to the EU has been banned since the beginning of the pandemic last March. White House Senior Advisor for COVID Response Andy Slavitt tells CNN that the news shows that the rest of the world is watching the success of the U.S.'s vaccination program.
They're looking at the U.S. They're looking at the success of our vaccination program. They're looking at the reduction of disease. And while they know we're not done yet, they're saying those Americans are safe to come to our country without risk of spreading COVID-19. Think about that. That's incredible. Just a few months ago, we were the nation in the world that was one of the most cut off from travel. That just shows what an incredible few months we've had vaccinating Americans.
The United States leads the world with 40% of its population vaccinated. China is number two with 14% of their population. Despite leading only one lap in Sunday's Geico 500 at Talladega Speedway, NASCAR's Brad Keselowski took the checkered flag. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I'm NORMSHEALY.com. And the phone number to sign up for the same past life regression that I'm going to be participating in. It's no charge. It'll take you about an hour. You'll have to come to Springfield, Missouri to his clinic. You get a chance to meet Dr. Shealy in person. And that number is 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. Dr. Shealy, do you put Epsom salts on your tomatoes at all?
I do not, but I use a lime. I use a high magnesium lime.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't know any reason to put more than that.
Okay. All right. Dr. Shealy, we have some friends who chew tobacco, and I was wondering. I can't fix it. There's just no way. I think it must be a pretty serious addiction that these guys have. And you know what? In high school, it seems to be something that these young men are really proud of. They carry that can of chewing tobacco in their back pocket, and they think it's great to chew tobacco and spit it and so forth. And my question to you, Dr. Shealy, is what are the concerns that you would have as a medical doctor about chewing tobacco, putting that stuff in your mouth?
Well, cancer of the tongue, cancer of the throat. It's poison, and I don't know what the risk is, but I wouldn't take any risk whatsoever. It is not safe. That's the least I can say.
I was at a clinic years and years ago, you know, waiting. I was a designated driver. And so I was in this clinic in the waiting room, and there was this senior citizen there. And he was missing part of his throat. Literally, it was open to the air. So you could, you know, below his chin, I would say a section a couple inches by... maybe an inch, was absolutely cut out and missing. Have you ever seen anything like that, Dr. Shealy?
Yes, I have. I think when I was in medical school, it is one of the mm-hmm. serious complications of chewing tobacco.
Yeah. And I wanted to make sure our class heard that. It was, you know, it was something that you'd want to turn away from. It was not pleasant to look at, and it was certainly not pleasant for this guy. It was certainly not pleasant. I don't know how he would eat. I mean, would he be able to chew it?
It comes out.
And whoever's...
Right.
Or do you just take a spoon and just pour it down your neck? I mean, I don't mean to be gross and graphic, but I do want our class to understand that there are serious risks associated with chewing tobacco. And the tobacco company is not interested in your health. That is absolutely for sure. The CEOs of many of the major tobacco companies were testifying before Congress, and they're all lying. And I don't know why they're not in jail. But so that brings me to the next thing. There are people who use steroids and inhaled steroids, and they are told to be careful of... thrush. What is thrush, Dr. Shealy?
Well, it's a fungus among us. An infection with a fungus type problem.
Okay. All right. And I was thinking about, would you think that this fungus infection would love sugar?
Oh, absolutely.
So I know this guy who chews tobacco. He's probably, you know, several years older than I. He's been chewing tobacco for a long time. And I think that he uses one of these steroidal inhalers. And I would think that the sugar in the tobacco would be like the perfect place for thrush to develop, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes. I mean, that's not quite as bad as cancer, but it's not good.
Okay. So what, if a person has thrush, do you have a recommended treatment?
Well, you know, you talk about, I presume, somewhere in your mouth and throat.
Yes,
I would gargle
right.
with hydrogen peroxide.
Mm-hmm. Diluted or full strength?
I would actually dilute it half and half, I think, in that
okay.
situation.
Okay, and then spit it out?
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to swallow it, right? Okay. And then when you're done rinsing your mouth with this hydrogen peroxide solution, diluted half and half, do you recommend, you know, rinsing it or not after that?
Yeah, I'd also rinse it a couple of times with water.
Okay.
Remember, I wouldn't rinse any water either.
Right, Right. Neither would I. I brush my teeth multiple times per day, Dr. Shealy. I take a toothbrush and I wet the toothbrush. Then I pour out of the hydrogen peroxide bottle. I pour hydrogen peroxide to disinfect the toothbrush. I let it set for a little, you know, a few seconds. Then I rinse off the toothbrush, and then I put a few more drops of hydrogen, a few drops of hydrogen peroxide on the toothbrush, and I brush my teeth with it. And then I rinse out my mouth a bunch of times. I repeat, and then rinse my mouth a few times, and then I brush my teeth with that same toothbrush with baking soda.
Wow.
Do you have any improvements in that protocol?
That's thorough brushing. The only other thing worth considering is I don't think there's anything else worth. Some people mix baking soda with salt and then add some tea tree oil to it, but I'm not sure it's any better.
Okay. Now, my dad would brush his teeth with, he would take a salt shaker and a baking soda shaker, if you will, and he'd have his hands washed in the morning after a shower, I guess, and then he would pour a little bit of baking soda and salt in his palm of his left hand and a wet toothbrush in his right hand, and then he would scoop up some of that baking soda and salt, and that's how he brushed his teeth. And it served him very well for 90 years, roughly. Okay. Is there a way that you'd recommend that people who want to lose weight, lose weight? Is there a safe way to lose weight?
The top of the list is no wheat,
mm-hmm.
no white rice,
uh-huh.
no white Irish potatoes, no
uh-huh.
sugar, period. They are not food.
Dr. Shealy, I have to tell you, I've heard you say this many, many times, and it was tough. It was tough because you open any refrigerator, and there's that white stuff in there. If you open any pantry, any can, any box, any bag, there's white stuff in there, whether it be flour or some product that you mentioned is probably in most of the foods that we eat. So it's tough, but I have to tell you that I've done it, and you know what? I lost weight, and it's great. For me, 5 pounds too much, 5 pounds on the, I'd like to be at 138. That's kind of where I want to be. Actually, I'd rather be at 135. When I get to 144, 142, I don't like it. I don't feel as well. Carrying that extra baggage is no fun, and that's nothing compared to what most people who are carrying extra baggage carry, right? They're not just carrying 5 pounds. They're carrying like 50 pounds, right?
When you get to 40 pounds or more over your ideal weight, you have the same risk as someone who smokes 3 packs of cigarettes a day.
Mm. Yep. I don't do that either. I don't drink. I mean, it's not that I'm averse to it. I just don't want to. When I was younger, Now, in a rare day, Mrs. Finelli and I will split half a beer. That's because we don't drink soda. So if we want something to taste a little different, we might split one beer. And it's not like it's a religious thing. It's just we don't want to. Okay. Dr. Shealy, I have another question that kind of relates to that. So if we're going to lose weight, okay, we get rid of the white stuff, the Irish potatoes, the white potatoes, the flour, et cetera. That means no pasta, no bread, no rolls, no donuts. I mean, all those good things that, well, good in quotes, that we used to love, and sugar, take that out of the equation, and absolutely I feel so much better. And what about if someone wants to gain weight, Dr. Shealy? Gain weight safely. Is there a way?
A tablespoon of, 2 tablespoons a day total of an ideal oil like avocado oil or coconut oil, or I take 1 tablespoon of each, actually every day, because I get no significant amount of fat from my food otherwise.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, and that was one of my other questions. So when I, this morning, a typical morning, I get one of those brown eggs from the chickens that we have outside, and I scramble it with some milk, and I put a small amount of butter in a stainless steel frying pan, and I put a small amount of avocado oil in there. And when I'm all done, that avocado oil seems to be absorbed by the eggs, and so does the butter. Is that okay, or am I overdoing it with
That's
butter?
Fine.
And
That's fine. I personally prefer my eggs with the yolk still runny.
Mm-hmm.
There's some evidence that it's better for the brain. The brain, of all the natural foods, the non-cooked, if you will, solid yolk has the best fat for making anandamide, the bliss hormone. And so I like mine sunny side up. I tend to use virgin olive oil for cooking them that way. Sunny side up are poached or soft boiled rather than hard boiled. But they're okay. I mean, you don't seem to need an anandamide. That's okay.
I was thinking about, as I was doing this over the last few days, about my grandparents and how they cooked eggs. And what they would do is they would put way more olive oil into a cast iron skillet. And let's say maybe 4 tablespoons, which is a lot, right? And they would heat the pan, cook a sunny side egg in that. And they would tilt the pan and scoop up the oil with a spoon and pour the hot oil over the sunny side egg. Is that how you do it? Is that what you're talking about?
Actually, I don't add the oil afterwards. But that would be okay. It would just skim the top. It would just barely, heat the top. It won't cook the yolk itself. And I love scrambled eggs.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I don't need them that way sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I like omelets, but for my 2 eggs that I want to get every day for the brain, I like them sunny side up.
And my grandfather would do it, one of my grandfathers would do it even differently. He would take a raw egg, and he would take a fork, and of course this egg would be washed and be a fresh egg, and he would take a fork and poke a little tiny hole in the in one end of the egg, and then he'd put another hole in the other end of the egg, and then he would pick out the little pieces, the chips, if you will, of the egg shell, and then he would raise the egg to his mouth and eat the egg through the hole.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, medical doctor. And so what I was describing, Dr. Shealy, is my grandfather would take the tine of a fork, and he would poke a hole in each end of a raw egg and remove those little, you know, chips, if you will, so he didn't eat them. And he would just put that up to his lips, and he would suck the egg, the raw egg, right out the little hole. And the other hole in the other end would be to relieve the vacuum so the egg would come out. He would eat the whole egg raw. Any thoughts about that?
There's one chance in 30,000 of developing salmonella if you eat raw eggs. So it's not a great risk, but it is the known risk.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I don't think he ever got it, and he lived into his mid-90s, and he was extremely healthy. I think he retired from working around 80-something. So it worked for him. But those were different days. That was before factory egg farms. That's when there were local egg producers, and they raised their own chickens for their own eggs. Dr. Shealy, I remember when I was young, going to the doctors, you know, as a young child, and it was always the same thing. The doctor looked in my eyes, looked in my ears, had me stick out my tongue, put a tongue depressor on my tongue, looked down my throat. Why did doctors have you stick out your tongue? What was that for?
Well, they want to look at your tonsils and throat.
Okay.
That's how you do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So was there anything that they looked at specifically at your tongue? Was there something the tongue
itself has all kinds of possible suggestions, like the furrowed tongue and other abnormalities of the tongue diagnosis, if you know what you're looking at, can be very important.
Yeah, that's where I was going with that. Okay, so what does it mean when people have a white-colored tongue, you know, instead of pinkish red?
Well, that's beginning to suggest thrush, of course. Thrush is a white.
Okay, what if someone's not on... Okay.
Well, you could have someone's not without being on steroids.
Yeah, that was my question. Okay. Because I saw a young person, probably around 20s to 30s, with a white colored tongue. And this person doesn't feel very well. Doesn't have a lot of energy. Used to, but not so much anymore. Okay. So do you have a recommendation for that?
Well, again, I would consider the hydrogen peroxide mouthwash.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I'll mention that. Dr. Shealy, when I was in elementary school, the recommendation was you wear white socks. You can't wear black socks because it has coal tar dye. That's what they said back then. I guess those were cotton socks that were dyed black. What are your thoughts about wearing black socks versus white socks? Is there a reason to wear white socks today?
I have not worn white socks since childhood that I know of.
Okay. Neither have I.
I wear mostly black, sometimes gray.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We feed some of our cows cracked corn. And the veterinarian suggested that if we're going to do that, that we add baking soda as a supplement to neutralize some of the acids that are produced by when the cow eats cracked corn. Dr. Shealy, any thoughts about that kind of a relationship with the human body? Is there something that we should eat, let's say, a neutralizing base like baking soda with, if we
have
specific foods?
I checked my pH of my saliva not long ago and found that it was 6.9, and I take 1 teaspoon of baking soda twice a day.
Okay. All right. So get those test strips, the ones that have a narrow range class. You can get them on the Internet, do a saliva test, and then you may decide that you want to supplement with baking soda as well. Is that right, Dr. Shealy? Did I say that correctly?
Absolutely.
Okay. Baker's cyst. What is a Baker's cyst, and is there any reason to be concerned?
Well, it can be painful, and it's behind the knee. And, yes, it would be a place to see an orthopedist.
Okay. And do we know what causes Baker's cysts?
I do not. I'm not sure that one knows.
Okay, I was just wondering if there's some guy named Baker who figured this thing out, or it's something that bakers, you know, who are baking that white bread get because they stand up so much. Okay, Dr. Shealy, just very quickly, I'm regrowing lettuce. I'm cutting off the root part of lettuce, and I'm putting it in water, changing the water every day, and in about a week it looks like it'll be ready to transplant into soil. Have you tried that?
Done it that way. I've grown mine from seeds, but that's an interesting concept.
You might want to try it. You know, just cut off that brown spot on the end and try it. Dr. Shealy, thanks so much for being with us.
Always. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. Class, we'll see you tomorrow.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.